Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm not sure Americans realize how ridiculous this has gotten in New York already. We're only a day in, okay? To what will be the way all elections are held going forward. The Republican will be on trial and punishment in a blue area, blue county somewhere, for daring to challenge the Democrats, if the person isn't put in prison for daring to challenge the Democrats. Okay, you got to understand something. Michael Cohen, a convicted felon and a convicted perjurer. In other words, he has lied before under oath, is the star witness here in this trial, right? So he is going to lie under oath because that's what he does. That's why they've brought him in. That's why they're so confident that in this Trump trial, they have made him the star witness. Okay, so Cohen is a dirty guy. That's what they're counting on. They are counting on that he will lie under oath, knowing full well he won't be prosecuted for it. Okay, so they have sent Michael, the Democrats have sent Michael Cohen out on a media tour. So he's doing interviews everywhere all night long against Trump. He's poisoning the jury pool. He's spewing lies. He is conducting this trial in the media. Trump, naturally, to save himself from the inside of a prison cell, wants to counter Cohen, but he can't because Trump has been gagged. So Cohen is not gagged. Cohen is out there running an online and a news campaign on these liberal stations, lying about Trump, lying about the case. The judge knows he's lying. The judge doesn't care. The judge has gagged Trump from responding to anything Cohen is doing or saying. We have never seen anything like this before.
About this gag order, so Donald Trump is not allowed to talk about any of the witnesses, and that would include Michael Cohen, who is at this point a public figure and who is on a media tour bashing Donald Trump. How is that fair?
It's not fair, and he's also a known liar, Michael Cohen is. Imagine how President Trump feels about this. He would much rather be on the campaign trail. He'd much rather be in need to win states, talking to average Americans about how he wants to make this country great again. He would much rather be doing all of that and sharing his vision for restoring America. But unfortunately, because of these endless indictments, witch hunts, and trials, he is stuck in a courtroom in New York City where the city is no friend to him. Unfortunately. And, you know, again, the fact that Donald Trump continues to go on Truth Social and to speak his mind, I think shows just how badly Donald Trump wants to control this narrative.
Yeah, he has no other way to respond. He is being assassinated by a felony level convicted perjurer every night on TV, and the judge won't let him respond, understandably, because the judge's little girls made $15 million from the Democrat Party fundraising off the judge's trial, which, by the way, is illegal in New York. That's why the judge gagged Trump, specifically saying the judge saying Trump could not talk about his little girl. Well, she's making bank. She raised $93 million as president of a company that does fundraising for the Democrat Party, and that company pocketed $15 million in profit. We don't know how much of that she took home or maybe shared with daddy. We would know that if this was a Democrat being tried by a Republican, those questions would be asked. So this is pure profit for the judge. It's pure profit for his family. This is the Democrat Party paying off the judge to create these ridiculous situations. Trump knows he has got to keep talking because he is going to be assassinated politically by this judge in violation of the law of New York. So what does he do? He goes on Truth Social and he talks about the lawbreaker. He talks about this judge. He talks about the... So he has violated the law, the gag order, at least seven times. So they're going to have a hearing today. And Alvin Bragg, the crooked New York prosecutor, is asking for contempt of court. If the judge says contempt of court, Trump could go to jail. We could see Trump jailed for the first time for responding to a witness, Cohen, who should be gagged, who's been allowed to run out there, run his mouth, lie his rear end off, and Trump can't respond. And then that's what Cohen does at night. And then during the day, Cohen is going to be the star witness in the court. Trump has no choice. He's got to counter. You know what should be happening, though, y'all? Again, why is this happening? Do you know who should be countering Cohen? An echo chamber of high-ranking Republicans who have taken to the news every night to say Cohen is lying. This is bad. Here's what the truth is. But if you notice, once again, watch Trump outside the courtroom yesterday. Totally alone. There's no echo chamber. There's no war room. There's no talking points. Trump is absolutely alone. The only people standing up for him are paid legal commentators who happen to work for Fox News, should anybody happen to be watching Fox News. This is why this is happening. The Republican leadership is pretending it's not happening. They have thrown him to the wolves. He's by himself. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to ask you this. What do you think? Will it help Trump if he goes to jail? Because I'm pretty sure he's going to have to go to jail by the end of this trial with the gag order. He cannot let Cohen go out night after night after night after night and lie about him, with the judge patting Cohen on the head and judge's little girl pocketing millions of dollars. He can't do that. He's got to respond. He cannot comply with the law. This is a lawless court. And again, let me remind you, as we do every day, how this judge is breaking the law. The judge is breaking the law.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations, 100.2, that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
The Democrat Party is literally paying her right now, Democrat Senatorial Committee. Again, that's Doug Schoen on Fox News. Apparently, there's been some confusion on this station. I guess somebody said that the daughter, that she's not really the judge's daughter. She's the judge's daughter. We clarified that yesterday. CNN agrees she's his daughter. So does Fox News. So does New York Post. So it's she's the judge's. I can't. Apparently, there was some confusion on this station. So I wanted to just go ahead and clear that up.